Welcome to Hello Dysfunction. This is episode 360. I'm Patafria.
Hi, I'm Lev.
Lev is here. I've been sick, and I'm not happy about it at all. It's been like 99 fucking degrees in my apartment, and I spent the weekend and really up until like last night with this hoarse ass cough in my throat and like chest and a sore throat, a swollen sore throat. Very weird. Didn't feel like a regular sore throat. So yeah, it was like painful. It hurt to drink, but I kept trying to push fluids, and then I would wake up and not have a voice. And so that's fun. And then I started like coughing up yellow shit. It was really disgusting.
That's gross.
Really fucking disgusting. Yesterday when I woke up, voice totally fucking gone. Today I had one and it was good, but all day I've been having that dry ass cough that like tickles your throat, and then you have a coughing spasm in public.
I hate those.
Yeah, I've been having that. So good times. Wash your hands, wear a mask if you need to. There's weird shit going around.
This doesn't come from eating too much Taco Bell?
Taco Bell, no. Listen, Taco Bell is innocent. And I'm tired of people putting this parasite responsibility on Taco Bell. They're not the only fast food chain that has produce on the menu. So let's stop. Like, other people have lettuce and green onion and pico de gallo. Like, I ain't heard nobody but Taco Bell catching the blame.
You're defending Taco Bell.
I am. And I ate it 3 times last week, and I'm perfectly fucking fine.
Got it.
No explosive diarrhea nowhere in sight. So I want it to stop.
You eat a lot of Taco
Bell. I do. And Bunny does too. So it's like we're bad for each other, because we'll both be like, should we just get Taco Bell? And neither one of us are going to say no. So that's how we keep landing on that.
Got it.
But yeah. Anyway, I didn't enjoy my weekend at all. So I don't think I left my house for like 3 days straight. Ooh. I got in my car and it felt different. it was weird. Like, I had to learn how to drive again. It was very fucking weird. Yeah. How was yours?
Good.
Okay.
The weather's not as bad as where you're at. So
yeah. I can't complain. You have a little bit of a breeze?
A little bit of a breeze. It depends. But yeah, it's still only in like 70 degrees.
So I woke up on, I don't know if it was Saturday or Sunday, they all blur together right now, and I had a alert in my email, like, your shipping address has been changed for Victoria's Secret. And I was like, what? Like, I ain't logged into that. So I logged in real quick. I was able to get in, and I saw my shipping address was changed. It was still my name, but it was like a Wilmington, Delaware address.
Got it.
And I was like, no. So I deleted that address and changed the password, went on about my day. Maybe 2 or 3 hours later, I checked my email again.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a Macy's American Express. And they're like, we changed your shipping address and your, what else was it? Maybe my something else, billing address or something. And I'm like, no. So I go to log in there and like, I couldn't get in. I think they locked me out.
They changed the password?
Yeah.
So you got hacked.
Yeah. So I call them immediately and I'm like, I'm locked out of my shit. This is not my address that it was updated to. Also, I had like 5 emails with codes, verification codes, you know, in order to log in, right?
Yep.
So I'm like, how are they getting these codes to make changes to my shit? They must be in my fucking email.
Right.
So, you know, I changed that password and I talked to Macy's and they're like trying to help me. Mind you, I've had to call 3 days now. Today's been the third day.
Yeah.
They're like, did you ask for a credit line increase? And I'm like, no, they got that through. And they were like, did you make any purchases? And I'm like, no, I haven't used that card in like a month, at least. And so they're like, okay, I'm just going to cancel all these out, whatever. We'll have to send you a new card, whatever. I have the app. So I go on the app, and without logging in, it'll let you still see like your recent purchase activity.
Right.
When I say they ordered, I didn't even know you can order things like this. I don't know if it was through Macy's or if it just came up on the app because it was that card that was used, but they had TVs, gold watches, a laptop, dresses, hell, like 20 bottles of cologne, these big makeup gift sets, hella, just endless shit. And I'm looking like, no one flagged this as fraud and like reached out to me like, hey, is this you buying all of this shit today? It was like 35 purchases.
It was just,
and they approved all of them.
It was just this one Macy's card?
Yes, it's a Macy's American Express.
Got it.
And they just let them order. And it's like 12 different transactions with hella fucking items.
Yeah.
Some items repeated. Y'all, where's y'all fraud department at? Like, why did no one call me? I've had other cards call me, like if I'm out of town or something, right, and be like, is this you? That didn't look suspicious. Like, where the fuck was y'all antennas?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
That seems crazy. But if they had just got the credit line increased, maybe, I mean,
I don't know.
Maybe it's a human. Maybe a computer would have caught it.
I noticed that the shipping address that they changed to is the same one that they changed Victoria's Secret to. So right. I'm like, it's the same fucker. So I'm looking at the size of the dresses and shit. I'm like, how big is this bitch? Like, what's going on? Tripping. I want to pull up on her. Like, this is crazy.
Is that a real address or was it just a place?
It's a physical address. I looked it up and it's like, it looks like a little, maybe small strip mall with like a few different spaces.
Because sometimes people ship to addresses that no one is at, and then they'll be like, just leave it here.
Yeah, or that's what it looks like.
Then they'll go pick it up and stuff like that.
Yeah, so I think that's what's going on. I was hoping it was like
someone you could pull up
on. A residence, yeah, that I could pull up on, really. But yeah, I was so irritated. So then I get whatever. I thought I was done with that. That was like first day, second day, something. The next day, I get more alerts. I'm still getting alerts from them still in the Macy's account doing more shit. So they tried to do a cash advance to a bank account, that a bank I've never fucking heard of, National something something bank. And Macy's is whoever is like sending me an email like, our micro deposits that we attempted for verification failed, so please resubmit your bank info.
They're still trying to get money.
They're still trying. They got action.
It's American Express card. So
like, so I call again and I'm like, hello again, friends. I talked to you fucking yesterday. Can we wrap this up? So they take off that email or whatever. So allegedly they're not supposed to be able to get in anymore, right?
Yep.
I go in today. I get more emails, right? Thank you for your payment. This bitch, because I canceled their action or whatever, they were like, fuck it, you're going to pay your balance today. They made a fucking payment on my balance. Like, I had already made a payment this month, you bitch, you dirty bitch. But because I canceled Christmas for her motherfucking ass.
They didn't know yet. Like, they're still waiting
for
the shit to
come. They were like, fuck you, bitch. You keep canceling my orders. You're going to pay off that card today, bitch. So they made the payment for me. And I called them today and I'm like, look, I had already made a payment to y'all this month.
Why did you
like,
say anything if they made the payment?
No, out of my account.
Oh, out of your account?
Out of my fucking account.
So wait.
They were like, fuck you, bitch. You canceled my shit. You're paying that card off.
So that's crazy.
Now they're just fucking with me. So
just cancel it.
I called them today while I was in the bath. Hi, friend. It's me again. The third day now. That extra payment that they made, that I didn't do that. I couldn't even get in at that point. I've been logged out, you know, locked completely out for 2 days, 3 days. Like, that wasn't me, hey, that made the payment. So they checked dates and everything. We're so sorry. But at this point, like, it's already pending. So we have to wait for it to go through and then we can refund you if you want me to refund.
Well, at least you're getting through and they're refunding you. I mean, but yeah.
But it's an everyday fucking thing. Every fucking day. I want to kill whoever is doing this. I want to fly to Delaware.
They got to be done by now. Like, at this point, nothing
showed up. Leave me the fuck alone. Yeah. Like, yeah. So I've been checking my email on the hour, every fucking hour, just waiting to see what else they've got into or what. Hopefully it's the end of that saga, because I'm fucking over it. Paying my card off was like such a fuck you move. I'm pissed.
Do you think your Macy's account got hacked? Like, I feel like that might be.
It had to be. I don't know. Victoria's Secret was first.
Oh, Victoria. Okay.
That was first because they changed my shipping address and I caught it right before they made any purchases. But it's the same shipping address that the Macy's card was switched to. So it's the same fucker.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if there was a data leak. Sometimes they won't even tell you.
I don't know. I'm pissed. I've just been logging in everything to make sure that I'm not getting robbed. So that's fun. Change your fucking email address, password. I know, like, it'll ask you every 6 months or something. It's a hassle. Nobody really wants to do it. Just do it. Because sitting on the phone with customer service trying to plead your case for 3 days in a row is not fun. You don't want to do it. Just change the fucking password periodically.
Yeah. But I am reading that Macy's experienced multiple data breaches.
Well, they all do.
I know.
They all do. So I don't know who to blame.
They don't just tell you, though. That's the thing.
Yeah. Just fix it. Fuck. Real quick, happy birthday to Carla, Tara, and Heidi. I hope you have a wonderful... Is it still Cancer season?
I don't
know. Have the Leos arrived?
I don't know that
stuff. I don't know, but have a good birthday. I hope you had the best birthday. Excuse me. Today was Santana's first ballet class.
Mm-hmm.
And it went amazing. She did such a great job. Me and Bunny were cracking up. Basically, you know, you sign up and then they have different time slots that you could, you know, drop in on classes for your age group. So we took her, and today only one other little girl showed up. So it was kind of like a one-on-one class. So right. Perfect for a first time.
Yeah.
So, she was in there doing the splits when they didn't ask her to. Oh,
she was showing out.
Showing off. She kept saying, I'm doing so good. I'm doing great. Like, and the teacher was like trying not to laugh. And she was really keeping up. And she was like, her form is good. So the teacher kept asking me, like, has she done gymnastics before? Or she did ballet somewhere else? And I'm like, no, just at home.
That's just what you've taught her.
Yeah, it's just natural. She's just naturally inclined. So... I'm really happy. She really fucking loved
That's
it.
Cute.
So yeah, we're going to keep it up for a while and see how far she wants to go with it. Mm-hmm. That was really cute though.
Did you get some good pictures?
I did. Yeah. I didn't like record video because I didn't want to get the other kid on camera, 'cause that felt weird. Also, her dad was sitting right by me and I didn't want him to think I was like recording his child, but, I did get some good photos. So yeah, I'll share those in the chat. I missed the Black Rodeo.
Oh, yeah. You did say that you lost track of time.
I thought it was next weekend. It was this last weekend. And, like, I wouldn't have been able to go anyway because
you were sick.
Bunny had a Western party of her own to go to with her friends. And then I was going to try to go on Sunday with Miss Ashley. Like, we had these plans, but I woke up sick. So it was fucked off. For everyone that did go, I hope you enjoyed yourself. I know how much fun it be. It sells out every year, both days. They always have like really good food and amazing vendors and cool shows with the animals and shit, roping and
chance for
little
you
kids.
You get to wear your cowboy hat.
Yes, and boots. You know, I always look forward to it.
You don't get to do that much.
No, it's like a once a year thing. So I really wanted to go, but...
Next year.
Yeah, I'll go next year. My favorite part is when the little girls come out that ride the horses and they be like 5 years old competing, like, you know, racing around barrels and shit,
jumping,
like jumping. Yeah, it's so cute. That's my favorite part. So, yeah, I saw a few people I know went. I hope you guys had a great time.
You saw some pictures from there.
Yeah, I saw on social media some people post. It looked like a good old time. A good old time
with the good old boys.
It did, and I missed it. God damn it. Real quick, I have shared on social media, I think twice now, my good dear, one of my best friends, Sean G, DJ Sean G here in Oakland. is battling MS. I don't remember the abbreviation, but he has the type that never goes into remission, never has a break. So it's like his body is like constantly under attack from MS. It's like your immune system attacking your nervous system, and he never feels well. And I felt really bad. He made a post, and he is like, I haven't checked in with him in a long time, and it just made me feel really bad because I should be keeping up with my friendships better and checking on my people, especially when I know they're going through something. So
yeah, I think I saw the post as well. I had no idea.
Yeah. He's still working. He's still been working. And I didn't know that he like is DJing like on sitting down now, and that he's started DJing with one hand. And I think he uses a cane now, and just, you know, it's advanced. I didn't realize it was that advanced since the last time I talked to him. So it really sucks. He's reaching out to our community because he has reached a point where he needs some support. Unfortunately, like with our medical care system and all that shit in this country, we have to crowdfund.
It's what is it called? Ridiculous.
We have to look out for each other. It's really fucked up. But
I don't think people realize how expensive insurance is if you don't work for a company, like to be like self-employed and pay for your own health insurance.
Yeah, I can't.
It's crazy.
Imagine what that cost is, also with the cost of living here and like him not being able to work as much, and it's just a lot. So if you can donate anything, even if it's a fucking dollar, like everything adds up, please share the post. Please donate whatever you can. You know, this is a good friend of mine. It would mean a lot to me.
And it's good for
he's a good guy. Yeah, he's just like one of the best humans I've ever met. Like, amazing person. Fucking sucks. Why can't this happen to like horrible people, you know?
Right.
Like, not good people. It's just,
that's how you know there's no God. Otherwise, he would just assign that shit to those people.
Right. Right.
I mean, I guess there is a God, depending.
That's a whole other conversation. Yeah,
I don't want to be the guy that just said there's no God.
It feels that way sometimes.
Right. It feels a little backwards.
I've seen a lip blushing trend where they like tattoo lip color pigment on the lips. This used to be really popular like in the 80s and 90s.
Tattooing
lip color. And I remember like moms getting, it looked like a bad lipstick job and it was just permanent, you know, but it used to look really bad is what I'm saying. And now I don't know if the technique has changed or if they're just using like more natural pigments, but I've seen a few that look really good. And my injector actually recommended it to me the last time I was there. My injector, yeah. Because my lips, like since I've been getting filler, my pigment does not go out as far as my lip does anymore. So like the top of my lip like lacks pigment, like it's like flesh color, you know what I mean? It's not pink. So she mentioned it to me and like recommended somebody for me to check out, and then ever since then I've been seeing it kind of going viral, and like it's become like a beauty trend, like a lot of people are jumping on it now. So I'm very curious if any of y'all have done it, and what was your experience like, what's the healing like? And
I got a question. I feel like I used to see people do just the lip liner. Am I just imagining that?
No, I think women back in the day used to do that.
Okay.
And then
that looks weird.
Yeah. Well, a lot of it that they used to do back then looked fucking weird.
Yeah.
And it would be like red, like, or you know what I mean?
It's like a lip liner and then fill in the blanks.
Yeah, kind of like. Yeah. Which is like a lipstick style, but like to wake up like that every day, I don't think that's what I want to go for. I would rather have it all filled in.
Just add a little smile.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. Reach out. Let me know if you've had it done, and do you like it? Do you regret it?
And how long will it last?
Did it scab up? Like, I have questions, you know? Yeah. What was the pain like? Because filler fucking hurts. So I want to know. I know they numb you first, but I want to know what it feels like.
Just go to any old tattoo artist.
Just a regular tattoo shop. Yeah. some bad news. The biohacker that I would talk about, I own like five of his books, all the shit. He was brought up recently when we talked about small doses of nicotine being good for you, right? And I was like, Dave Asprey, the biohacker that I, you know, was really obsessed with for a while, I learned from him that like 2 to 3 milligrams a day is good for your brain and shit.
Okay. What?
So a listener reached out to me and was like, Pat, like, he definitely still has a page, and like tried to link me, and it says page not found. Mm-hmm. Why am I blocked? I did some research and I'm fucking blocked, and I need to know why. So, you know,
have you commented on that page much?
I had to think back, and I had to go through my blocked accounts and see, did I have him blocked? Did he rub me the wrong way? Did he offend me? I'm trying to think what the fuck could have possibly happened, because he absolutely has me blocked. And I'm butthurt about it. Like, I've bought many of your books. I have
bought into all of his stuff.
All of his science. Yep. I want to know what happened. I'm thinking, did I ask him, was he a Zionist at one point? At one point, I got really...
You just asked him that?
Maybe, perhaps.
Was there something that pushed you in that direction? Was there a post or something?
So, okay, let me back up a little bit. When I went to my blocked accounts on HD and on my page, I discovered like 400 celebrities that I have blocked.
Got it.
And I did this because they were not speaking out for Palestine. Mm. And at that time, I was like, you're dead to me. Anybody right. that did not speak out,
they had to actually use their platform. Yes, regardless of anything.
Regardless if I even know yep. you. If you don't, you're dead to me. Yep. So I literally, and I was like, oh, maybe that's what happened. I don't fucking know. I maybe confronted him or something and was like, why are you not speaking out? I'm thinking that's what happened. Because I was on that for a long time, yeah. applying pressure. Maybe that's what happened, but I'm butthurt either way, and I'm, what's going on?
You tried from, like, your fourth Finsta account?
I tried logged in from HD, and because, like, when you block somebody, it blocks all accounts. Yeah. So, like, any account that you're linked to, no action. So I can't look at his shit from anywhere now. How do we fix this? How do we fucking fix this?
I suppose I could
DM. Could you reach out?
Yeah.
Everyone reach out to him, Dave Asprey, yeah. and tell him to unblock me, because I don't know where we went wrong.
Right. I mean, he's getting free promotion. He's kind of winning.
Hello.
Yep.
Unblock me now.
Are you sure you couldn't have maybe said something late night you don't remember that could have been like...
Yeah.
To some,
I'd be doing shit. I don't know. Like, I could have said something inappropriate.
Or maybe you said something inappropriate to someone else on the page. Who commented.
On his page, maybe.
That's
argued
possible.
In his comments, maybe. Yeah, yeah.
That could happen.
He could have been like, bitch, no, not here. Yeah. Like, I probably said something crazy.
Got it. Well, we'll get you back there.
Reach out to him and fucking let's get to the bottom of this and fix it. Because I was butthurt. And I told the listener, like, I know he ain't got me blocked. And she's like laughing, like, why would he? And I'm like, I'm blocked.
You're like, there's plenty of reasons
there's
why.
There's so many reasons why I could be blocked.
You're like going through the list.
And I'm blaming myself damn near for all of them. So we just got to get to the bottom of it.
And get you unblocked. Where is he? Where is he out of?
I don't know. I thought California, but I don't know.
I don't want you to pull up on him.
I like, know. I think he's in California.
We need an answer, sir.
Yeah, I need to know what's going on. I saw the funniest fucking news story the other day. 11-year-old Jamal Johnson. Where is he? He's in Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
He said, fuck this. He has autism. He is very smart. And he's not waiting around for permission or help when he got things to do. Mm-hmm. He is on his family's Ring camera. He ordered a black truck to his house about 5:30 in the morning.
Gotcha. Like he ordered
is on the camera.
Like an Uber black.
Yes.
Black.
Gotcha. A black.
Okay.
A black
truck. I thought
truck.
He actually ordered
it. No. A Uber black XL.
Gotcha.
Pulls up to the house 5:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. He's on the Ring camera leaving with his suitcase. He goes, hi. chipper.
How old is he?
He's 11.
11?
11 years old. He's like, hello, are you Uber? They're like, yeah.
Get on in.
He gets in with his little fucking suitcase. They drive away. He goes through security, all the shit. He's at like his terminal.
Uh-huh.
And they finally are like, okay, where's this kid's family? He is in line at 6:30 a.m. Like, he's on time and everything. Like, he knows what he's doing. Catching a flight to Japan. The parents are like, this could have ended so badly. Like, Uber really needs to tighten up their security.
But they're going
to
get some money from Uber, right?
Uber is not at fault. We're not fucking who put Uber on his phone, first of all? Why does he have access to Uber?
It's diabolical.
It's on you. It's not on Uber. Yep.
I mean, they shouldn't just pick up an 11-year-old, I feel like.
Well.
I mean.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, and, you know, maybe it's diabolical and the parents send a kid to Uber.
Some people do put their kids in Ubers, I think. I would never do that just because there's a lot of rapey drivers. I would never do it. But I guess some people do. I don't know. He came out with a suitcase. The driver, it's daytime. Like, the driver was like, okay, like, come on. I don't fucking know, but he had shit to do. I was crying laughing watching him on camera. And the fact that he was going to Japan and he was on time for his fucking flight is hilarious.
It's great.
Yes.
I wonder what he was going to do
Jamal,
in Japan.
Like,
did Jamal give us any details of why Japan? He's like, I need out of this country.
And then, like, the news is talking to his mom and he's sitting there on the couch like playing with a dinosaur and like just totally uninterested in
like a real 11-year-old.
Yes. He's like, don't give a fuck what this interviewer is talking about. He's just playing with his dinosaur. It's amazing. Fucking hilarious.
I would love to know it, hear what he has to say, like what he was doing. Why were you going to Japan?
Right. He should have got a free trip.
He probably wanted a toy. He wanted a toy.
Yeah, the latest dinosaur or something.
Like, I'm going there to get it.
Yeah, Godzilla or something. Yeah.
So
I think he should have got a free trip to Japan just because of his effort and him pulling it off. And
so they were going to let him on the plane, like when he needed ID.
He was like, TSA stopped him and was like, he was all up in there. Like, he had already probably checked his bag and hella shit.
Like, how did you buy the ticket?
I don't know. I don't even know if he had a ticket or if he would
just. He just sat there. Wait.
Maybe he was at the security gate. I just know that TSA, like, eventually caught up with him in there and was like, where's your family? It's like Home Alone, reverse Home Alone.
So how many hours later and had the family ever, when did they miss him?
The family like woke up and Jamal is gone. Jamal is on his way to fucking Japan.
That's crazy.
Take that kid to fucking Japan now. That's all his parents need to be worried about.
I wonder when the parents like noticed he was gone. Like,
with a fucking suitcase?
Like, how many hours was
he
sitting there?
Please look it up and watch the video, please. He has on his little outfit. I think he has on a collared shirt.
Oh, he was ready.
Hilarious.
Business trip. Yeah. Jamal was on a business trip.
He's out of there.
He's like, I've got things to do.
Yes.
Let's handle it.
No fear.
None.
No fear. No hesitation.
That's hilarious.
Was gone. It was the cutest, funniest fucking story.
More kids should do that. Can you imagine if P's just...
Yes, I could imagine it. Because like, she's don't be shy, don't be scared. Yeah. It's something I could see her doing.
Totally.
Calling a cab. Like, yeah, for sure.
I think you'd miss her after a little bit, though.
I would, for sure. But, like, she could do it. You know, I could see her fucking doing it.
Yeah.
In other ridiculous news, Boosie.
Yeah.
Okay, you tried to commit a crime, first of all. This is a legal activity, right? He paid two Trump lobbyists that had got somebody else a pardon from Trump.
Right.
He hired and paid them $600,000to arrange a pardon for his gun case through Trump.
Yep.
They ran off with the bag.
Yep. I saw that.
Now he's trying to sue them.
He's trying to sue them for $300,000.
Each. Yes, there's two.
It's now, I'm not sure that's illegal. Like
Jacob Wool and Jack Bunkman, but whatever. He's trying to sue each of them for $300,000 apiece, and he's naming all of these Trump cabinet members and politicians and shit. And they're like, "Sir, I've never heard of you, but it sounds like they scammed you."
Yep.
And
I wonder if it's illegal for them to
do that, to make promises like that?
I mean, maybe they did they promise him or just say
because
they
it's illegal? You can't buy a pardon. Like that part is illegal.
Trump's kind of made it to where you can though. I just wonder if.
Yeah, I mean, not like, openly. Like,
have they been charged? The people that took the money?
No. No, and now they're claiming bankrupt.
And I'm just
they're like sorry, Boosie. So it's not, sorry, little Boosie. So I'm bankrupt.
They didn't break a law if they didn't get arrested. Bootsy just got robbed for being dumb. But he does a lot of dumb shit. He's a dumb guy.
He's super dumb.
I mean,
yeah.
He's, yeah, that's some dumb shit.
So no pardon, and now you're out $600,000 cash?
And you're suing them for something that could possibly be illegal.
Right.
You hiring
it's like calling the cops when you get robbed by a prostitute.
Right.
Like, you can't. What are you doing?
You're on thin ice. Yeah.
You were breaking the law, first of all. We're not going to back you up on your crime. Like, you know?
I just wondered, like, have those people done it before? Are they just like.
They did arrange a pardon for somebody else previously that did happen. That was why he did it.
Got it. So it sounds like it's legal and they just couldn't get it done for him.
I think they just ran off with the bag. Like, they were like, fuck you, Boosie. Ain't nobody listening to you anyway. Like, fuck you.
Yeah.
And we're bankrupt, too. So get it in blood. Like, they don't give a fuck. Whatever. Don't be friends with MAGA. Don't send MAGA cash.
Him suing them is just the, like, the last...
That's not going to work.
There's nothing gangster about that. There,
and it's not going to work. Like, I get it, but, you know, you're pissed. Yeah, I would be mad.
What rappers got pardoned? Didn't Lil Wayne get a pardon?
Kodak, ASAP Rocky, and I think Lil Wayne.
Yeah. Sounds like a different group of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that guy Praz, he went to jail for
IRS fraud.
Like, for trying to pay off some weird government officials or something crazy.
Yeah. There was a lot going on with him. But he, like, actually went to jail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think recently, right? Got, like, 10 years.
I think so.
Bootsy's just suffering.
Eat that loss. That's what you get for being homophobic and transphobic and doubling and tripling down and being so cocky and disrespectful.
And just shooting people.
The universe was like, guess what?
You're fucked.
You just lost that money. So I don't feel bad
for him. We'll have to keep an eye on that. See where that court case goes.
Speaking of jail, I saw something today that made me a little bit sad. And I was just like, holy shit. Like, did you really just expose that? Jaden, one of Blueface's baby mamas, the first baby mama, is like a streamer. Like, he's a streamer now. She's also a streamer. And, you know, they get clipped up a lot. And I saw a clip today. Mm-hmm. I guess he had called her a snitch for something recently. And she didn't like it. So she is online talking to her audience streaming. And she's like, snitch? Like, he's the snitch. Like, look it up. Like, that's why he did 2 years instead of 6 months. He got caught with contraband, told them he got the weed from like the top tier. They beat the fuck out of him and they shit on his face. And she's like, I put that on my mama. Like, look it up. Like, ask him about that. Ask him about that because that happened and I put it on my mama. We knew something happened in jail. Because he came out with he had the Walgreens logo tattooed on his face. Like, he came out looking fucking crazy. And when it happened, I spoke on it and I was like, I don't know if this was like.
What did he go to jail for?
A gun case, like a shooting at somebody in Vegas or something after a club.
Oh, and just got 2 years?
Yeah, well, he was only supposed to do like 6 months or something. And, you know, he was getting in trouble or something happened in jail and his time got extended while he was in there.
Right.
So when he got all them face tattoos and like got on drugs in there and got all bloated and crazy looking, I was like, I think he's doing that to make himself look less pretty, right? Mm-hmm. So like he won't get fucked or won't get fucked up or whatever. I think he's trying to make himself look harder. Right. And like that's why he did that to his face. But she's saying like he got fucked up really bad and they shit on his face. That's and I'm crazy. Just like... That's sad. That's scary. And that's fucking sad. And who knows what else happened?
Doesn't he have some relation to WAC 100?
Yeah. It's his manager.
I would figure they would have figured out a way to look out for him somewhere. That's crazy.
But if you tell, like he told where he got some weed from in there, and
that's crazy. Yeah, I mean, if that's true,
yeah,
I guess, is this all allegedly? Allegedly.
Yeah, we'll say allegedly. But okay, the fact that she outed that, like, bitch, like that's serious.
Shit
as
on
fuck.
Your face is crazy. Like.
And I don't doubt it at all, you know? And I'm just like, that's sad and fucking crazy. And who knows what else happened to him, you know?
Right.
If shit like that is happening, if something else happened to him.
Yeah, that's just, yeah.
Scary. Scary shit.
I mean, especially for just, like, you went in there for a short period of time and couldn't make it through. Like, you couldn't get through that without.
Well, he was probably, like, fresh meat when he got there. And he was kind of a pretty boy, you know? Like.
So what made him think telling was gonna
I don't know. I have no idea what made him think that was a good idea.
Oh, man. I'd like to get some more info on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so I'm curious crazy. To see where that goes. Scary shit.
Yep.
Other scary shit, literal scary shit. I saw an x-ray of a woman, a 66-year-old woman, that died death by constipation. The x-ray just shows so much backed up in her body. Like, I don't know how long she went. That's what I couldn't find out. But she had 17 pounds of shit backed up. How long does it take? It was so much that it pushed her diaphragm up and, like, was compressing her lungs.
Okay, how old is this woman?
66. So her lungs could not fully open up, and she died basically from asphyxiation.
Yeah,
from shit.
Well, at some point the shit is gonna bust through either way. Like, what's going on? Was she on?
I don't know if it was mental illness. I don't know. I don't know. I want to find out more details. That is terrifying.
I don't even know how it would get that far.
I don't either. The X-ray is crazy looking, like crazy.
Just doo doo all in the body.
17 pounds worth. Yeah. Like, that's insanity. So I don't know. I want to know what the circumstances were and why they didn't. Because, like, at some point, you're going to be in so much pain. Like, could you imagine your no. organs are moving around?
No.
Like,
no.
People go to the hospital and they get procedures to get it out. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Death
by constipation. Like, that's a horrible way to go. It suffocated her.
That's gross.
Yes.
And sad.
Yes.
And
horrible.
Sounds like mental illness of some sort.
Yeah. I don't know, but just eat your fiber, guys. Let's stay on top of that.
Yep.
If you do become severely constipated, don't be embarrassed. Go to the hospital.
Get some Raisin Bran in your life.
Yes. Like, you know, you get really constipated like when you're pregnant. And when I was pregnant this last time, I was taking Zofran every day for my nausea.
Mm-hmm.
Zofran makes you severely constipated. And so it was, like, really, really bad for me to where I thought I was going to have to go to the hospital.
Right.
An enema is your friend. Like, literally, if you get to that point to where, like, mag citrate and whatever you're drinking, you're doing all this shit. If all of that oral stuff is not helping, do a fucking enema.
Or go to the doctor.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Don't wait that long.
Like you said, you just would feel awful.
Awful. She was probably suffering. Like, so sad.
Yeah.
LV.
Louis Vuitton.
Louis Vuitton is out of pocket as fuck. They just won a lawsuit for this company in China called Molly T. They sued them because their logo is just like the name, and it's that four-petaled flower that's on the LV logo.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I saw the cup, and I was like, okay, I get it. But then after watching a few videos, people in China are really fucking pissed about it because that's like their cultural, some of their cultural, like, decoration that's been around
that
since
flowers.
Yes,
it's
historically Chinese, and it's been around. It's like on their windows, like they have that pattern and that design. It dates all the way back to like different dynasties.
And LVMH is like, we own that.
We own it because we got the patent and shit first. So it's a case of who filed paperwork. And they don't care about, I guess, appropriation or theft or whatever. They won like a $1.5 million lawsuit from this milk tea company.
Yep.
It's just such a shady fucking thing. Like,
I mean, the amount of money that LVMH has, like, yeah.
Right.
They would have won. They're it's wrong. It's a shady, they're wrong, shady thing. And they have a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure the other company just.
So not only are you stealing from this culture that it actually originated from, but you're suing them for fucking royalties on top of it that you don't need.
Yep.
Like, it's the dirtiest shit. So China is pissed, rightfully so.
Yep.
And they're like, what are you going to do next? Like, another pattern that you probably stole from Morocco? I mean, like, you're going to sue Morocco next? Yeah, like,
LVMH or Louis Vuitton would have to, like, change stores. They'd probably, if they lost that lawsuit, they'd have to, like, pay for every bag. Like, who knows?
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's rich people once again winning.
Yeah, it's just a case of paperwork. Yep. It's like... really shady. I'm surprised that they won the fucking lawsuit just because of how far it dates back. And so, like, the clips I've been watching, they show examples of the ancient... It's like
1470.
Yes, like, yes. From the fucking Qing dynasty or whatever. Yes. Like, what are you... How did you win that? Just because they filed first. It's the shadiest shit.
Yeah, that's what money will get you. Whatever you want.
Disgusting.
You're not giving up your Louis Vuitton, though, are you?
That's not what we're talking about today.
Got it.
That's neither here nor there.
Right.
We got a lot of scary stories, a lot in, and I was really happy to see how many came in.
Oh, I saw you put a quip up asking for
I've been
stories.
Putting up a few quips. Quips I'm learning what quips are.
They're Patreon, like, they're...
It's their feed.
Yep.
And it's... Everyone can see it, even people that are not subscribed to you. It's like a public feed. So it's kind of like their version of like Twitter or something. Yeah. And you could see other quips and like, you know.
So it's like their social like network.
Exactly. Got their social feed on Patreon. So that's part of the new rollout that they just started in the last couple months. So I was getting familiar. I've been putting up some quips and... we hadn't been getting a lot of write-ins, and so I was like asking in the live the other day, would you guys like it if I gave you like a prompt of what to write about, and then, you know, you could submit your experiences and we'll share them on the show. Flooded with an overwhelming amount of stories. This time I chose scary stories, paranormal activity experiences, or just like weird creepiness, anything like that. So I wanted to read some that we got in because I'm excited about that.
Oh, good.
Okay. I've only told a few people about this because I know how crazy it sounds. And no one I tell ever acts like they believe me. So I just stopped talking about it. This happened about 3 years ago on a little road outside Sac. I was driving home late one night after spending the evening with some friends. It was around 2:30 in the morning, and I decided to take a back road instead of the freeway because there was construction. The road was completely empty. No other cars, no houses, just trees on both sides. As I was driving, I noticed someone standing on the shoulder of the road that scared the shit out of me. I could tell it was a woman. I thought maybe she needed help because she was alone in the dark and I only saw her because of my headlights. She was wearing a long, dirty white dress. I couldn't really see her face. She had one hand up like she was wiping her eyes. I slowed down for a second, but something about her felt wrong. She wasn't waving. She wasn't looking up at me. She wasn't moving at all. So I just kept driving. I checked my rearview mirror just out of curiosity, and she was gone. There wasn't anywhere she could have walked. No driveway, no trail, nothing. I told myself I was tired and just imagined it. When I got home, I walked inside, locked the door, and went straight to bed. A few minutes later, I heard knocks on my bedroom window. Not loud, but definitely knocks. I froze. The window is on the second floor. There's no trees next to it, no balcony, no way anyone could be outside of it. I laid perfectly still, hoping it would stop, and about a minute later, three more knocks. This time they were slower. I jumped out of bed and snatched back the curtain, but nobody was there. The knocking didn't happen again, but I barely slept that night. The next morning, I convinced myself it was birds or branches or I was just hella tired, even though I knew that didn't make any sense. Then I checked my security cameras. At 2:58 a.m., the front camera recorded me getting out my car. I walked towards my front door, stopped, and looked behind me. There was nobody in the driveway, but I paused for a minute. I was clearly watching something. As I unlocked the door, the camera glitched for a few seconds. The next clip was the motion sensor picking up motion at my doorway, but you couldn't see anyone in the footage. I deleted the footage because it terrified me, but I still think about that creepy lady. Ever since that night, if I wake up around 3 a.m, my mind goes back to that lady. Before you ask, I was totally sober that night. I wish I could blame it on something like that. I got a dog about a year later, and sometimes she just sits at that window in my bedroom. She's not tall enough to see out of it, but she faces it and stays there till I call her away. If you decide to read my story, I'm curious if you ever saw a figure or had any experience like that. Keep up the great work. I love you. And season two. And that's from Gabby. That's creepy.
Where do you fall on paranormal things? Do you?
I've had a lot of paranormal experiences.
Have you ever seen what sounds like a ghost?
I have not.
That followed her home?
I've seen dark figures, like, in the corner of my eyes. Mm-hmm. At my old apartment, especially outside of my bedroom door was my entryway.
Right.
And the front door, like, you could see the front door from my room, from being in my room.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. And there were a few times that I saw, like, a black shadow figure right there. But I've never seen, like, what looks like a person or anything. Like, I've only seen shit, like, in the corner of my eye.
Right.
But I've had a lot of fucking experiences, like, multiple places where I've lived.
I know that, like, doors have opened up around you. I've seen that happen to you, but I don't know where I fall with that.
Well, things would follow me. Like, when I would move other places, it would follow me and things would happen. And it would always happen in front of people, which is also scary but reassuring. So people don't think I'm full of shit.
Insane.
Or crazy. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. It would definitely always happen in front of witnesses.
Yep.
She was. Which is.
That story, she's probably right, not telling a lot of people.
Yeah, because depending on the reaction you get, it's like, fuck it. Like, if you've never had that kind of experience. Like, yeah, exactly. And you write it off as, like, she's nuts.
Do you think maybe she saw that and then the other noise just combined? I don't know.
That same night, like, right after she got home in bed, like, did it attach itself to you and come home with you? That's what like, the cameras and stuff, that sounds like it came home with you, girl.
Do you think some people attract... Like,
yes,
that sort of thing.
I
because there's so many people. Well, clearly you do. But so
yeah, it's a thing.
It seems
it's
like
definitely
people
a thing.
That don't, and people that do have multiple.
I don't think everybody. I don't think everybody does, or maybe people just don't talk about it.
I had one experience, but I'm like on the fence whether it was like a dream.
What happened?
I just saw my grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sure I was awake. I was much younger, but I was sure I was awake. But, like...
It's probably real, but you doubt it?
I mean, of course, because it's not something that's ever happened before. But
yeah.
In my mind, I remember feeling like it was real. But then I think like what she says, like, you try to convince yourself maybe it's a dream.
Yeah.
Or you try to rationalize it. Because these are things you can't really rationalize, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I think... Well, I know that when you talk about these experiences, especially if you're in the place where they happen, they'll happen more often because you're like feeding it. You're like feeding the energy by acknowledging it. So when I would get scared sometimes, if I was home alone and I saw something or it did something or whatever, I just would not talk about it in the house.
Right.
Or I would not, you know what I mean? Because it'll get turned up and it'll start happening more often. And it's a scary thing. Yeah.
Kind of like open your mind up for those sort of things.
And it just happens more frequently. And if you don't want that to happen, like, you want the shit to chill out.
And you got to shut it down.
You got to shut your mouth and talk about it outside of the home. Like,
yeah, when I was young, I had bad dreams. And I started telling myself, don't dream, don't dream.
Aw.
And then stopped dreaming.
Really?
Yeah.
And now you never have dreams? Or do you?
Not many.
Me either. I wish I did. I wish I had more.
Yeah, people have
because they're entertaining.
Dreams. Yeah, people have fun dreams when, like, is that real?
I know. In another dimension, we talked about it.
Yep.
All right. This one, paranormal story. My dad raised me, He unfortunately passed away in front of me when I was 14 from a sudden heart attack. The night he passed away, I was crying so hard, I don't remember falling asleep. He appeared to me in a dream, smiling and saying he's okay and he's around me. I woke up from the dream still actively crying, but hours had passed by. 2 weeks later was his funeral. I was home alone waiting for family to pick me up. I set my phone down to get something in the other room. I come back to my phone on the couch and it was scrolled to the contact dad. Mind you, this was Nokia phone days. You had to manually click contacts and scroll down the names. Extra story on dad. In my 20s, I was in an abusive relationship. It was a bad night between us and he hid my car keys because he knew I was about to leave his ass. He fell asleep drunk and I was crying, praying to my dad, if you can hear me, please help me out of this. I shit you not, my ex rolled over and my keys fell out of his pocket. I dipped immediately. Shout out to my dad.
Oh, what a great story.
Yeah. I 1000% believe that that was your dad helping you out. And when people pass away and they come to you in a dream, that's absolutely real. And it doesn't happen for everybody, but like feel really honored and like grateful if it happens. Like when my mother-in-law passed away, she came to me like not long after. And then like years later, she came to my son. And like that's definitely them visiting you and just letting you know they're good.
I feel like sometimes my dad is watching me, or like you just feel something.
And yeah, for sure.
Connects. I think that sounds normal, especially with family, to connect.
Have they ever come to you in a dream?
No, but I definitely feel like there's certain situations, and I'm aware that like I feel like
you feel a presence.
I feel comforted.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
In some way. And maybe that's just the memory, but it feels more than that. It feels spiritual. It feels yeah. like something, like a deeper connection. But
for sure.
I think all those things are real in some sense, you know? I think that we don't really understand, so we just put it in a no basket, you know?
Yeah. All right, let's do some more. Hey there, I seen your IG post about ghost stories and I thought that I should share my encounters. My mother is half white and picked up practices from her white mother. They're both tall and have very long dark hair with pale skin. When I was younger, my room was across from my brother's with our closets sharing the same wall. Wall in the middle of the two closets. In the middle of the night, all my siblings heard a banging coming from the closet, getting louder and louder as if someone was looking for something that we had, as if it belonged to them. After that, I started lucid dreaming a lot. Growing up, I had this reoccurring dream. It would start off normal, and by the end of it, it had an ending like the X-Men. Everyone trying to kill the final boss, except that everyone in this dream was trying to kill me. In the end of this reoccurring dream, there would be a lady looking at me, trying to kill me. A lot of my dreams growing up consisted of someone trying to kill me. I was still in elementary school, by the way, and these weren't things I was thinking. It just appeared in my dreams. The sibling born before me passed away during COVID. It was supposed to be my first year of high school and his last. After he passed away, all these weird things started happening. My mother started asking me to pick up where she left off as far as taking care of the house and kids, and when I would take time to myself, I felt a presence watching me. Have you ever had an eerie feeling or sense that someone was there even though the light is on and it's only you? After my brother passed away, my mother didn't cover mirrors as tradition, but instead kept the portal open and began buying crystals for his mantle, placing the gems right under the uncovered mirror. The more I was taking after my mom, the more energy I was losing, and it became hard for me to sleep. It would be 3 a.m. I'll talk about that in a second. And I would be up vacuuming and cleaning the house like crazy because for some reason I was afraid to go to sleep. When I would get a chance to sleep, I would often get stuck in my dreams and yell out for my mother, but in the real world, it was a whisper at the loudest. One day in my dream, it was like normal. My dreams are usually like reality, but there will be a few things about the dream that would allow you to realize it was in fact a dream. The setting was our house, except it looked like we were in the 1800s. In my room, there were mattresses on the floor, no furniture, and a lot of people in plain clothes, not modern day. I have this thing for not killing bugs, especially spiders, because they're rumored to hold wisdom and symbolize maternity. In this dream, a spider kept coming around me and hanging above me from its web. And when I tried to exit the room because of it, I heard someone say, "Why are you acting like that? It's just a spider." That's when I realized that it was a dream. When I successfully exited my room, I tried to sneak and leave the house while no one was looking because things were getting weird. But when I went downstairs to open the front door, it wasn't opening, even though the door was unlocked. When I turned around to see if anyone had noticed that I was trying to leave, a tall, pale lady with very long hair was standing over me and staring as if one wrong move, I would be in deep shit. That's when everything went black and my body began to stiffen. In that moment, I couldn't call out for my mother. That's like sleep paralysis. But try my absolute best to wake up, jerking my neck and singing songs to wake myself. This situation, I would say, has to do with being born in spiritual warfare and a family of witches. I've heard of people who realize they're stuck in a dream and have to wake up or they'll be stuck there forever. Not quite sure if that's what happened to me, but it seems as though someone in the dream world, may want me there. Thero, my mom, is trying to offer her children to the dream world. What are your thoughts? Also, are you Creole? Most of my Creole cousins look just like you, just without the bayang. Thanks for listening to me. And this is from Naya. I hope I'm saying your name right. No, I'm not Creole, but my mother used to have sleep paralysis and it would scare the fucking shit out of her. Has that ever happened to you? Mm-mm. Where like my mom used to get held down, actually. She would be awake sometimes and would be getting held down.
I remember when I was young, the nightmares were like reoccurring in numbers, remember?
Yeah.
Like counting, and I never could figure it out. So in some sense, I felt like...
And you became aware that you were like stuck in the dream?
It's what made me start saying, don't dream, because it felt terrifying.
Yeah, that's like crazy.
Like a loop. But not to that level.
Yeah, yeah. This is... pretty heavy. I would say like... I've never had like any dreams like that really felt like they scared me, mm-hmm. you know, like I've had some that were super confusing and violent and shit, but none that like had me feeling stuck or even aware that I was in the dream at the time. Because you come from a family of witches, I would definitely, like, if you can, talk to your mom or some of your family about it and see what they think. And if they've had those experiences, too, it might just be something that's in your bloodline.
And that pale woman in the white dress showed up in this one as well.
Yeah, yeah. That bitch is getting all over the place.
That's funny.
Okay, I got another one. Hey, girl. Hey. Let me get straight to it. So right before I was about to do this write-in, I couldn't remember a detail of my story. I just wanted to double check with my mom. So I went into the living room and I said, "Mom, remember that blue couch we had?" And before I could even finish asking my question, my brother says, "Yeah, what about it? We were literally just talking about it right now." Wow. And I just said, "Oh my God, are you serious? That's just really random that my mom and brother were talking about it right before me doing this write-in. That is crazy." So anyways, yes, this story is about a haunted, possessed blue couch. And this may need a slight trigger warning for DV and other reasons too. Sorry.
Trigger warning.
My question to my mom was, where did we get this couch from? Because I couldn't remember. I was about 11 or 12 years old when we got this really big, beautiful, blue, comfy-ass couch that my auntie was getting rid of and asked my mom if we wanted it. Since we both lived in the same city just a couple blocks away, my mom said yes, and my uncle and dad brought it to the house. I loved it so much in the beginning. Everything about this couch was so perfect. The best naps were on this couch, having movie marathons, comfy mornings, watching cartoons, Jerry Springer or Maury, and so many other good times on this couch. But as time went on, weird things would happen in the house. The big old stereo we had in the living room would turn on out of nowhere and play random parts of a CD, when back then they used to start from the beginning of the song, not where it left off or anything. We would lose a lot of random things in the couch and literally take all the cushions off and still not find it. Then later on, randomly find whatever it was just sitting on the couch. Mm-hmm. I've had that happen to me a lot, where something disappears and I'll tear shit up looking for it, and then it'll just be like right there, yeah. like a little later. I have a feeling it's Steve fucking with me, but that's a whole other conversation.
Yeah. I feel like that happens to me when I'm high.
Well, I don't be high, so I know it's Steve. One of my most scariest experiences with the couch, though, is this one time I ended up falling asleep on the couch, and I've always been someone who does not nap at all, but I ended up dozing off. I remember letting my hair drape over the side of the couch, and I fell asleep. I was for sure having a dream that I can't really remember, but it was a bad dream for sure. And I just remember waking up in a panic, and I was kind of sweaty. And when I sat up, my hair was in a loose braid, as if someone was in the middle of braiding my hair. I freaked out so bad and undid the braid hella fast and went up to my mom and asked her if she was braiding my hair as I was sleeping. And she said no and asked if I was okay. I just said yeah and kind of brushed it off. Back then, I hated having my hair in a braid, because it made my round face look rounder, and I was just insecure about it. And my mom would braid my hair on the couch all the time to take care of my hair from getting in knots, and I would complain about it the whole time. During the time we had this couch, I also almost jumped off a two-story building in a manic episode when I was about 13 years old. There was a lot of abuse happening in my house, in my household. And I just hated living and going through this abuse almost every day. I one day remember walking on the top of the roof and walking all along the edge of this building. And I was going to jump, but then someone behind me grabbed my ankles and very, very gently. And I turned around to look at who it was. And it was my dad. He said in such a calm voice, "Nelly, get down. Don't do this. Come on, let me help you down. Everything will be okay." And I feel like I snapped out of this trance I was in and got down and went back into my house. Not to get religious, but honestly, I know that was God that talked me down and helped me through that. It's hard to believe, I know, but I know it was God and not actually my dad. My dad has no recollection of this ever happening. After this experience, I remember writing in my diary about my experience and thanking God and writing very spiritual and positive things about my family and God. I still have that journal entry too. My mom, years later, after we got rid of the couch, told my sister and I a story she remembers, as she was about to lay down to take her nap, as she did every day after work. She grabbed the blanket and was going to cover her body with it, but for some reason the blanket got pulled over her face and pinned behind her head. Whoa. And she felt like she could hear a tornado going through our house hella loud, along with hella screaming and crying. She was hella freaking out, and she was trying but couldn't pull the blanket down or off her face until all of a sudden the noise stopped, and then she was able to pull the blanket down off her face. Around the time we got the couch, my dad was getting more abusive and drinking way more than usual. Our household that was already dysfunctional was getting more and more intense. My parents were fighting a lot more. My dad was always mad and ready to just abuse us for any little thing. And we never figured out what the hell was going on in our lives to deserve this kind of abuse. My dad has always been someone to discipline us with a belt. I don't fuck with that. And other objects, but that was only when we were being bad kids or not listening to my mom. I really do believe it was the negative energy from this couch. My aunt was going through the same thing with my uncle in the house when they had the couch, and my mom had asked her where she got the couch from, and she said she got it damn near for free from a garage sale. It's a possessed fucking couch.
Got it.
So I'm not really sure what happened or where this couch actually came from, but it was damn, it was full of bad vibes, energy, and just horrible to have around. My dad one day said we need a new couch, and my uncle and dad ended up breaking all the wood in the couch and ripping up the cushions so no one else would go through any of the countless horrible things that came with it. Even our dog at the time would bark at the fucking couch all the time when no one was sitting on it. Animals know. Animals be knowing. Pay attention. When they're staring at the wall or they're fucking with something weird, they be knowing.
They do. They can, like, predict the weather. Like animals.
Our dog was definitely looking at it and sensing something there that we couldn't see. The abuse at home did get a lot better once we got rid of it, too. We never accepted anything from my aunt, from that fucking aunt, ever again. And that's a whole other story on its own. This is also one reason why I have trust issues at garage sales. My spooky meter goes all crazy, and I think everything cool is haunted.
Oh, God.
Sorry this was so long, and I hope it made sense. My heart was pumping fast for most of this write-in. I love you so much, Potafria and kittens. This is from Nelly. Thank you, Nelly. That fucking couch and that auntie, I feel like she knew. She was like, here, you guys, come get this comfy couch I got. Mm-hmm. Braiding your fucking hair. I will say that whenever I bring anything home, when I'm thrifting or, you know, buy something used, whatever, or even like spiritual stuff, I will spray it. I'll spray it or put Florida water, splash it on there before you even bring it into the house. You could use salt, table salt, if you don't have any Florida water, but it's good to always have Florida water in the house. It's just a good idea because I do believe that things hold energy and it could be bad energy and you could be inviting bad shit into your home. A lot of botanicas too, like when you're buying statues or spiritual items, they will spray them down for you before they even package the shit up for you to take it home. Like it's definitely a thing. So
I never thought about that.
Yeah.
Like, cause I,
for sure.
I buy stuff online or from Facebook.
Yeah, if it's used, like, you don't know what's coming with that, you know? Yeah. You could be inviting craziness into your house and not even realize
it. Bad juju. That was good.
Yeah.
Nelly, that's a lot, Nelly.
There's a lot more, but I'm starting to lose my voice. I don't know if you can hear it.
Yeah, it's good.
But I'm starting to lose my voice and it's getting really hoarse. So I think I will continue reading some of these for the Patreon episode.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah, because I want to make sure I get to all of them. Thank you guys so much for writing in and sharing these stories. These are fucking crazy, but they also come with good lessons about things, items that you're bringing into your house.
Send more.
Ladies in fucking dresses that don't feel good, stay away from them, all that. Animals have intuition.
Yep.
Make sure you keep all of these in mind. And yeah, I think we'll finish these stories before I release the next prompt. But yeah, I'm enjoying these.
Oh, they're good.
Yeah.
Send more.
We love them.
All right.
Thank you guys. Please leave me a review, a positive review. I haven't got a review since May. I'm going to keep telling you guys until I get one.
Five star.
Go use your neighbor's phone if you already did one on your phone.
Follow us on YouTube.
A coworker's phone, whatever. Leave it from somebody else's if you don't have an available device. And join us on Patreon. It's a lot of fun over there.
Yep.
Yeah.
A lot more episodes. Yes. A lot of guests.
Yes.
A lot of cool stuff.
Excited for these guests. All right. Bye. Thank you.